Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
President Trump came out, and I'll cover it next segment, and said, we're going to count the Antifa folks as terrorists because they work in concert. They want to overthrow the country and the people. They're not for free speech. They're not for due process. They're not for democratic process. They're criminals. We have Tonight's the Night, comrades. I saw them today in Austin wearing Mao Zedong Chinese communist outfits. Tonight we say F the city. We move into the residential areas, the white hoods, the KKK, and we take what's ours. Twitter allows that to operate. But no one else has free speech, including the president. Wow. Communist openly pushing race war on Twitter, and Jack Dorsey's so arrogant, he thinks he's about to win. I'm going to cover this next segment. I'm just totally stunned by all this. Because America's got its problems, but when it comes to taking care of people of any color, we're the best there is. And just to watch these dirty globalists get away with all this and now do this makes my head spin. Now, yesterday morning, I had some fun. My daughter wanted to go buy some toys at Target. She likes Target. She likes the toy section. I don't go to Target for other stuff, but I go there for that maybe a couple times a year. So I called Drew up, one of our camera guys, and I said, okay, I've not been in a store yet. I'm not wearing a mask in 3 months. But I said, I'm finally going to a store. And so I'm going to wear this mask. I'll make a joke out of it to show how it's a cult, how they make you submit. So he came and he covered it. So here's that report. And we're going to post it to Twitter. We're going to post it to YouTube. We're going to post it wherever they don't try to block us. But here it is.
It's time to be a hero. It's time to wear the most advanced anti-COVID mask available on the market. The Glor 9000.
What's that? Totally normal to wear cowboy outfits.
This is how your moral reference.
When the urge comes, it is time to procreate. I must find a quiet place.
May I lay my egg here?
No, can I?
I don't care what that mean woman says. It's my right to lay an egg here.
Refreshing. The mask not only keeps me safe, but my baby as well.
Humans are not communicating with me. Hello. Bill Gates will now block out the sun. And I will build this rocket and escape your planet.
I've conquered a lot of planets. This is pretty easy to conquer.
Thank you. Thank you, Earthling.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, no Glors were harmed in the filming of this. Oh, my God. I am literally living in the Twilight Zone right now. Everything is hallucination. All right, we're going to continue to look at the globalist attempt to overthrow the country and replace it with some nightmare globalist operation on the other side. And we have Millie Weaver, don't we? She's coming up. Thank God.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, so we sent the crew yesterday to downtown Austin, and the left goes, "Oh, look, they've got a tank. We're going to destroy it." And they attack it. They go, "Look, we destroyed your tank." Well, A, you didn't destroy our tank. And B, we know you're violent, communist, funded by the Chinese globalist, and you were going to do this. That's why we got an armored vehicle, so that in this election year, we could go show what you're up to and what you're doing. So let's go ahead and go to this video for TV viewers and radio listeners. I'll break it down. But here he is. The armored vehicle blocks away from the protests around the police department. And a bunch of white meth heads, because there's bad black guys too, but I'm just got to be honest, a group of white social justice warriors show up out of their mother's basements to attack. Here it is. And for radio listeners, it shows up. Owen's like, "Let's come together, let's have freedom." They're like, "Ah, die."
We're all Americans in this together.
No. No, we're not Americans. Don't try to tell them that.
Why are you attacking this vehicle?
Yeah, it's just so much bleeping, we had to turn it down. So it's a bunch of weird white dudes screaming F you Nazis attacking the American flag. So John Baum put out a report on this that breaks it all down. We're going to air that report right now. Here it is.
40-plus cities face an army of mainly leftist crybaby millennials that have descended on America. Rather than respect the First Amendment that states Congress shall make no law respecting the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, that cherished freedom doesn't include setting up piles of bricks for the protesters to hurl at will, as we saw in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I know what building this is right here. I ain't even going to say what name it is.
Hey, where do them bricks go?
This mob of the unemployed due to the pandemic are destroying the very hand that feeds them as they torch our stagnating economy, reducing small business owners' lives into ashes, just as we were on the precipice of beginning to climb out of this economic hole. egged on and coordinated by social media forces deeply rooted in the George Soros leftist machine, looters and rioters disguised as protesters utilized the George Floyd murder to destroy more lives and ultimately themselves, as facial recognition software is going to be their worst nightmare, if it wasn't everyone else's already.
In many places, it appears the violence is planned, organized, and driven by anarchic and left extremist groups, far left extremist groups, using Antifa-like tactics, many of whom travel from outside the state to promote the violence. In that regard, it is a federal crime to cross state lines to use interstate facilities to incite or participate in violent rioting, and we will enforce those laws.
They have completely lost their fear of God. These kids are in front of burning buildings. These kids are looting, taking selfies. That is what just pierces me, is that you're watching these kids go out here and create this violence, taking selfies and going on Instagram live, and this has become kind of a cultural fad now.
I think of the Black Liberation Army, the Black Panther Party, the FALN, the Weather Underground. These were domestic terror groups back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. They didn't have the communications networks that these kids have today. They didn't have the ability to move the way they do today. They didn't have cell phones and social media. So it's easy for these groups today to get a message out and be somewhere within an hour.
In Austin, Texas, a streamer made it obvious that they weren't from Texas, and neither were the majority of protesters.
Austin, pretty cool. Oh, it's only half a mile.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're good. Oh, that's an InfoWars truck. Yes, it is.
When the roughly 1,000 finally arrived at the Texas State Capitol, they panicked and concluded that they were going to be locked in the Capitol grounds.
Oh, they're planning. They're planning. That's what they like to let us do. They like to let us settle, and then they plan to shove us out.
But I think they're going to trap us in here.
Oh, and 5,000
people? With a 4-foot gate being.
Well, they'll start arresting people one by one, maybe.
They're afraid they're going to trap us in here, I guess.
Yeah, because we're surrounded by gates and they could just close everything off and then we can't go anywhere.
Real Texans know that you can't be locked down on the Capitol grounds. John Bound reporting.
You know, that's what's sad about this is these people are so pathetic. The Capitol grounds are completely open. No one was there. They're a bunch of cowardly meth heads. And I'm actually ashamed of white people right now because I'm not. They say this is Black Lives Matter and all this. It's not. It's a bunch of white meth heads who live in their basements, who believe MSNBC and CNN, who believe that they are marching out for this holy war to take everything over. And they'll attack you if you're a Trump supporter. They'll attack you if you're a Republican. They'll attack you if you're a police officer for no reason. They don't even know who you are. And then they hear somebody turn a siren on a bullhorn, and you watch that. The full footage is a Bandot video because our crew shot it. There's like 30 minutes of it. And they all run, like 3,000 people, just, oh, God, we're locked in. We're going to run. Meanwhile, we went right in there ourselves and let them attack us. Because we're showing you who these people are. They're followers. They're not leaders. And I'm not a virtue signaler, man. If black people do something as a group wrong, I'll come after their ass. This is a bunch of meth head white people. And so Black Lives Matter is not a bunch of weirdo meth head white people that are scared of their own shadow, but as a group will beat up our vehicle with hammers and stuff. And then obviously we could have got out of the truck and beat the hell out of those people. Give me a break. But the point is, we were doing it to illustrate these are anti-free speech, dirtbag monsters. But there's one black person in the shot, and she's trying to stop people. And this isn't some virtue signal. The point is, these people do not represent black people. And let's get that straight. It's a bunch of dudes out of their mommy's basements, and mommy's a liberal, and she'll put money in his account if she sees Junior out there attacking somebody. All right, well, here's the problem. You guys started this, and you're backed by a major foreign power. So you're going to hurt. You're going to get hurt now. I mean, there's no other way to tell you, and I'm not even proud about it, but we'll make sure that, I mean, I'm going to get out of the way. Let me tell you something. You started this fight, and when your asses are getting shipped off to Supermax prisons and getting your asses, I mean, you asked for this, man. You really started a fight with the wrong people. So it's not with me. It's not some big power trip. I'm actually scared of American power. Because once America's under attack and once we're unleashed, there is not anywhere you people can hide. And finally, folks have figured out that there's no safe way to play games with you guys. So, you want to fight? You got one. Hope you're ready for it, dumbasses. Hope you're ready for it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The year's 2020. Planet is Earth. And amazing things are happening every day in front of everybody. Well, here's the headline. President Trump tweets, "The United States of America will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization." But they are a foreign power. With George Soros and the Chi-Cops. And they are trying to terrorize the nation. Wow. What a time to be alive right now. We're getting Millie Weaver on the line. As soon as we've got her, let me know. We'll go right to her. But look at this headline. Trump tweets Antifa to be labeled as terrorist organization as rioting, looting, and arson attacks grow. AmericanMilitaryNews.com. And I've got AP, Reuters. I've got them all with the same headlines. As President Trump declares it a terrorist organization. How big is that? Because here's the thing. People say to me, when I was out there bullhorning Antifa today, almost every person that knew who I was, every third or fourth person would say, "You were against the police state." Now, that doesn't mean the police. And the ignorance of these people is amazing. A police state is where there's no rule of law and we're under martial law and due process is thrown out. That has nothing to do with a cop. The police are like tires meeting the road. It's where policy meets reality. And so if the globalists are trying to train cops to take guns and break up families and forcibly take their 7-year-old for a sex change, I'm not personally mad at that police officer coming to do that, but I'm going to fight them. It's where the rubber meets the road. And that's why the left want to bully the police, sue the police, attack the police, just like they attack free speech, just like they attack InfoWars and sue us 50-plus times and attack us because they're mad about that power of speech and the power of communication and the power of enforcement, that you have a county, you have a city, you have a state, you elect people. And your crazy neighbor's drunk, attacks your house, you call the cops, they come. Or you've got burglars at your house, or you've got a fire, you call the fire department. You paid for that fire department. That's your extension of your will. Your money, your will made that fire department, made that police department. And when that extension of your will does not follow your will, you elect a new fire department. You elect a new police department. You elect a new city council. But when you in general say the cops are Nazis, when 60, 70 years ago we kicked their asses, and George Soros a Nazi collaborator? Like a Nazi is telling me that our police are Nazis? When the average cop is scared to death about not doing the right thing and being arrested or being sued, and they're crippled by it. That's the reality. And so we sit here in the year 2020. If you ever had any questions, man, three nights ago, I stayed up all night long and I looked at everything Trump was doing. And I wasn't ashamed, but I looked down. For about 30 minutes, I had my eyes closed and I looked up and I went, I couldn't do one-tenth as good a job as the president did. And every time I've second-guessed him, he's been surrounded. He was right about everything. And he stood up against all of them. And then the president took on Google and took on Facebook and took on Twitter and took on the Chi-Coms and declared war on the World Health Organization that did all of the lies. And then he went further. If we don't back the president now, because let me tell you, I'm a doubting Thomas. If we don't back the president now, we deserve what we get. So I literally had a moment on Friday. I told listeners, I said, this is my gut, my spirit. Because while we're in this fight, I keep checking the president. Is he right? Is he perfect? From my position of not being in the middle of where he is. And my gut told me, just back the president 100% no matter what now. Because if he doesn't get 100% backing, spiritually, culturally, economically, metaphysically, we're going to lose. Trump needs full backing right now. He is 1,000% what we asked for. He is the champion of the Republic. He has done, it's unbelievable that God gave us this person. And you know, the patriots in our own government were like, who can challenge a Chi-Com takeover? Who can challenge and Trump had his whole life preparing, knowing what he was doing for the position. He wasn't even part of the system, but he was metaphysically preparing himself for that position now. And so I've been persecuted for supporting the president. I've been attacked, and it's only because they know I'm pure. I am pure, pure of heart. I'm not perfect, but I believe in God and I believe in my mission. And they were so scared of Alex Jones and Donald Trump, two pure people that believe in power of the people and America and that destiny. And they did everything they could to punish us and destroy us, to stop us from supporting the president. But we didn't do it. And now, in the final equation, the Chi-Coms are the enemy. They're openly waging war. The left's trying to cause race wars. They're trying to destroy the economy. It's so clear because God always gives his people a crystal clear choice. Do you want success and freedom and justice and honor and success and pride in yourself? Or do you want to crap all over it and deny your birthright and it is now not in Trump's hands. It is not in my hands. It is in the people's hands. What choice we take? But Donald John Trump is 100% real, 100% committed. You don't just think there's evil in the universe, do you? There's good as well. So Millie Weaver takes over with all her great sort, all the great work she does on the other side. And President Trump declaring Antifa terrorists. Of course they're terrorists. They don't want free speech. They don't want America. They hate our government. They hate our institutions. They hate our due process. They fundamentally are funded by a Nazi collaborator piece of garbage who right now living in Connecticut is shaking in fear. This is everything. All the lines connecting, everything as a crossroads now. This is it. We'll be right back with Millie Weaver. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Whatever you do, don't share those live links.
We're living in
insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Jones, your host on the Sunday Show. And there's not words to describe to listeners and viewers how critical this period is. There is no joke. There is no debate about what we're facing if humanity doesn't make the right choice. And you have Antifa, this literal meth head, demonic, Soros-funded group that has threatened our own reporters on video with machine guns in Austin 2 years ago. Owen Schroyer, nothing happened.
I mean, if I had some group out with guns threatening protesters, I'd expect to be arrested instantly. It's so un-American. And meanwhile, Antifa has put out on their Twitter. Notice they have a Twitter. I don't have a Twitter, but they have a Twitter. Tonight's the night, comrades. Tonight we say F the city, and we move into the residential areas, the white hoods. Total race-based. I mean, think about that. And we take what's ours. That's just out an hour ago. Iran, North Korea, Communist China, they can do whatever they want on Twitter, but you can't. Because we're chumps. And our government hasn't stood up for us. You know, the average libertarian is like, oh, I'm an anarchic capitalist. You know, we're going to have the state wither away. But the reason we have a state is to stand up to other states. I agree, if we defeated North Korea and Communist China and all these other systems, it'd be great to shrink government down. I get it. It could be unbureaucratic, cut it down. We're not there. And so you want us to get rid of our government or have it run by these same people. So Millie Weaver joins us here. Millie and Millie does a great job reaching tens of millions a week to talk about Trump saying we're declaring Antifa terrorists. Everything we ask for. He doesn't not just say something and then not do it. And then what's happening going after big tech censorship. I mean, Trump has finally, with 155 days out, Millie, taken the gloves off. I know that's what your sources, your own research say. Millie Weaver, thank you so much for joining us. What are you expecting about to see?
Well, first of all, I think it's great that Trump has finally declared Antifa a terrorist organization. It's been a long time coming. And second, anyone that's watching these riots and protests right now can obviously tell that what's happening aren't typical riots and protests. This is something else. And there's much more behind what's going on right
now. Yeah, they're trying to stop our right to protest. They're there to block the Bill of Rights. They're like the KKK.
Yes, but there's more to what's going on. This is more than just protests and riots. This is actually a military insurrection that's going on right now. This is a classic IIA operation that's being run, Alex. It is an internet interactive activities psychological operation that's being run on U.S. citizens. This is technology, the same technology that they used in Ukraine with their Wikistrat that they are deploying on U.S. citizens.
You're right. You've hit the key. Media. Trump isn't in control of the government. Deep state elements are launching this right now.
Oh, absolutely. This is an attack because they know they have used their predictive program software to know that Joe Biden is not going to have a chance to win the 2020 elections. That's right. They have prediction software, Alex, where they can use their AI programs to scour the entire internet.
Sure, I agree. Their algorithms show they're losing.
Absolutely. And they're using illegally obtained NSA data bridges to collect all, like, private corporations.
Exactly. So the same folks that ran the whole Russiagate hoax, this is their new scam.
Yes. John Brennan, General James Jones, many more. They are running an operation on the American people right now. And one of the whistleblowers that came forward to me, his name is Patrick Berge. I had him in my video the other day. He actually was one of the pioneers and creators of these psychological software programs, one of which called ShadowNet, that was deployed in Iraq and Iran on the people there using social media. So he is basically.
Well, sure, that happened like 8 years ago. Obama, top of it in, guys, legalizes propaganda against Americans, it was the Washington Post publication. But, yeah. Sorry, Millie, keep going.
Okay, so basically, what is an IIA operation? And Internet Interactive Activities Psychological Operation. They utilize social media. They have an entire dashboard and command and control system through ShadowNet where they can be multiple users all at once. They have all these fake accounts, fake identities where they have one person managing and stoking people to go out and commit violent acts. Sock puppets, yes. and they can do this, the military-grade weapons.
So again, Trump is not in control of the sock puppets.
No, he is not. This is a deep state operation, and if you really trace it all, who's behind it? Barack Obama. That's who's behind
it. Of course.
The deep state is behind it. They are trying to overthrow President Trump because they've ran their predictive program software, and they know that they don't have a chance unless they can create race riots, because they have this predictive program software. They are using the NSA databases, all the information that's being collected on the
American people.
Millie,
I totally agree with you. It's confirmed that's what this is. I don't even see this working. What do they do next?
This is, they're trying to see if they can get a violent overthrow to happen. And how are they doing that? You really think that these videos are all going viral all at once, coordinated?
Oh, no. All ours get
accident?
Blocked and then theirs get promoted.
Exactly. They can
like all the footage of the National Guard is being promoted, but footage of them beating up people is not.
We're seeing old videos from years ago of police brutality being brought up, Alex, and going viral all of a sudden. It's not on accident.
And then these idiots go, oh, you're for the police. What does that even mean? The average cop doesn't want to get arrested or lose their job. It's not reality-based to say the police are out here trying to kill everybody.
Exactly. They figure if they can get enough violence going on, they'll get enough people to go out and attack other people and maybe right-wing people or Trump supporters to then stoke.
Well, that's it. They're trying to trigger our response. So how do we not do that? How do we, how do we thread that needle?
Well, as what Trump said earlier, he tweeted that as long as the American people can be awake to what's going on, they can avoid stepping in the traps and the pitfalls. And that's what's key. It's hard for us, Alex, like you know, to keep the American people awake to what's going on when we are being censored at every avenue. And that is why President Trump is finally now doing something about the social media censorship of conservatives by doing this executive order that he just did. Now, it's not a 100% fix. It's not a magic wand, but it's a step in the right direction.
And he's gonna kick off it shows the fight's on.
Yes, it shows the fight's on. It's going to kick off a lot of other agencies to start digging and doing their due diligence. Hey, maybe it will even result in, once more of this information comes out, more whistleblowers come out, which
well,
I know
I'm
going to
tell the so-called agency something. America's done. It's over if you don't cut through the red tape and stop all this. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is the Chi-Coms are openly brainwashing people and trying to cause a race war. And we're going to put up with this?
The problem is, Alex, it's not just the Chi-Coms. It is our own. It is these generals, General Hayden, General Jim Jones. These were former Obama advisors.
I know Hayden's bad, so you're saying Jones is bad, too?
Yes, General Jim Jones, former National Security Advisor to Obama. He is behind a lot of this. He owns Clear Force and manages Clear Force for the federal government, and they use the technologies, the AI technologies, where they can use the predictive programming to find out who potential future leakers are that work inside the intelligence agencies, and essentially off them if they need be. I mean, it's a pretty bad situation that's going on. The problem is a lot of Obama appointees and Obama holdovers are still there in positions of power.
No, I mean, I know he was the national security Joint Chiefs of Staff head for Obama. I would love to identify somebody that's actually running this, but do you think General, from your sources, General Jones is running this?
He's part of it. And let me tell you, I know people that used to work for John Brennan.
We'll be right back. Let's talk about this. Millie Weaver.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Millie Weaver and Alex Jones. Well, let's hear it from a computer.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, look, let's get serious. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, David Knight, 8 a.m. kicks it off. Millie Weaver's here, the great work she does. Millie, we have the president saying we're at war with China. We have the president saying don't invade Taiwan or Hong Kong. We have the president pulling out of the World Health Organization that ran the whole COVID hoax. We have the president admitting that they've been scamming us and running a new world order. I mean, Trump has totally delivered now. There's no doubt. But other angles, other points you're making here, Millie, about where this is going, who the players are, what you expect to happen next.
Well, I expect a lot more whistleblowers to come out because they know that what's happening right now is the make or break moment. The deep state is making its move. They're running these military operations on the public right now. They're inciting the race riots. They're using the military grade weapons and software against the American public to create these riots and tear down our institutions. This is a war. They're trying to overthrow the president. It's important to know that, you know, when you have these, we have these databases, like I said, the NSA database, they have these data bridges that were illegally created, and they are running all that
information.
Let me
explain that. They've got databases at Google, Facebook, Twitter that was set up by the U.S. government they're able to run propaganda. This is all admitted, by the way, but public doesn't know this. But it's on yeah. record that they're using social media is still in the hands of globalists, not Trump.
And
by the way, I wouldn't want it in Trump's hands. It should be the people. But the point is that Trump is fighting AI big tech.
Exactly. Well, he's fighting AI big tech, but he's actually fighting military contracted private companies that these generals that were appointed by Obama are running, as well as the same people who were involved in the Russia collusion hoax and the witch hunt against President Trump, like John Brennan. So when you have companies like Dianology who...
And that's why they're so arrogant. No matter what we do, they just laugh because they're still in control of everything.
My source, Patrick Berge, that created ShadowNet, that runs these IIA operations, the psychological operations on the American people now, the way they got a hold of this technology is the military contracts out private corporations to create some of its weapons and its AI programs.
Sure, they've all got back doors. William Binney's been on record that, like, there's 800,000 private contractors that have more access to the government. There's 800,000 contractors... have more access to the president.
Exactly. They have full access to everything, and they shouldn't. And they don't even have the clearances necessarily to do it. And what they're doing with the information is our illegal activities. They're running.
It's all just a raw power exercise. So what should Trump do?
They can predict civil unrest and what the outcome will be. They can predict it all with these AI softwares. That's why they're using, they're so obsessed with timelines and predicting the future with their AI technology. It's creepy.
Sure. So what should we do? What should Trump do to counter this?
Trump, I really think that Trump needs to crack down and try to, like he's doing, deploy the National Guard, but he needs to do it in all these other states.
Listen, they already brought Chinese control. They're already ruling us, so he should send the army in to literally grab control of all this AI that we built. That's default. Take it away, because the Chinese are in collusion with the globalists, so it's a foreign power. So default is, literally, in 5 hours, Trump could raid a few dozen people and have control of this and turn it back to the people. And if he didn't do that, I'd go after Trump.
Well, he should utilize the fact that now Antifa is a terrorist organization. That's official. They've declared it.
Well, that's the beginning. Yeah, no, they're
that were behind it financially. Go after the politicians. Go after the deep state that were behind this. If it's their technology that was being used to do all of this, Alex, to run these psyops and use military-grade weapons
there
on
there are people using DARPA technology for globalist functions. If any of them talk to Chinese agents... Just like Ted Cruz said, they're now guilty. It's simple espionage, Daria. I mean, I've told the crew, I've told you, I've told the producer, Daria, I've told all the guys in there, I've told you, I've told Paul Watson, I've told everybody, I've told the president, I've told everybody. We're sitting here and we're looking at people, Millie, that are literally working for this multinational corporation. We've got to stop them. Who else should we try to reach out to?
Well, you definitely should have Patrick Berge on as a guest, Alex. He can get this information out way better than even I can. There are whistleblowers who are inside. They don't want their country to burn. They don't want to see America die. And they are coming forward with information. He used to work for Dianology and Jones Group International, Alex, and these military contracted companies. Now, he can only say so much. He can't give us classified information, but he can point us in the right direction and spell out what's happening. If we have more people like him and others come forward, and we can utilize this evidence against the deep state, have all these people arrested that are doing this to our country.
So I agree. So whether it's Steve Watson or Paul Watson or whether it's Darren McGreen or Rob Dew or you or the crew, what can the listeners do to expose this?
The best thing the listeners can do is continue to support the president, first of all, because he is being attacked so hard by propaganda and fake news out there.
Oh, there's no doubt that Trump's for real.
Yeah, they need to support and stand by their president. They also need to keep their heads cool. Don't go out there and start getting violent and engaging in the exact thing that the psychological operation wants you to do. They want you to go out there and get violent. Don't do it.
Obviously, all of this is to get us to be violent.
Of course. And we're not that stupid. We're a lot smarter. I have faith in the conservative people out there, the patriot people out there, they're smart. They know that this is a trap. They know that this is an operation being run. They need to support the president. If you want to go out there and do good, go join the army. Go enlist in the military. Go become a police officer. Get deputized. Do it the right way. Don't go out there and get in like fights in the street, because then it's only going to be bad press for everyone. And the worst thing that we can do right now is go in and continue with these race riots.
No, I agree. In closing, Millie Weaver, what do you expect to come next? Because it's such an amazing point in human history.
It's only going to get crazier, Alex. They tried a bioweapon. It wasn't enough. They tried a bogus impeachment. It wasn't enough. I mean, they have hit him with everything. They've hit the American people with everything. I mean, is it any coincidence that these rioters, as soon as businesses are about to open up, the economy's about to start booming again, they know it. As soon as that happens, oh, they all go out and hit all these businesses, break their windows, stop them from opening. This is a hit on the economy as well as to try to further divide the nation. It's only going to get worse, Alex. People need to buckle up and get ready, because it's going to get worse. And please share information. It's important to be sharing information so that we can get that true information out to the right people, to the American
people. Oh, you're right. It's so precious, every person listening, however you're listening, on local radio stations, TV stations, the internet. We're all meant for this moment right now. And it's so crazy that this is the globalist attack. They're actually trying all this. And it's just wild for me, Millie, to know that we're all living in this time.
It's surreal. I mean, what's been happening is not normal. We all know that. It's not normal. This is an attack on America. Notice these Antifas. You know, they call themselves, oh, we're anti-fascists. We had this tweet trending, hashtag I'm Antifa, after the president said Antifa was a terrorist organization. All these people defending it, saying, oh, we're anti-fascist. We don't want fascism. That's what we are. No, you're not. Antifa is not anti-fascist. They are communists that are using a bunch of useless idiots out there to go and help them with their communist revolution. They're burning the American flag. The American flag. They're not burning Nazi flags or, you know, they're burning the country's flag that actually stood up to the oppressive fascist regimes, the most oppressive in the world. America was the one who stopped those fascist regimes.
I love watching the protesters, the videos we just played, wearing masks while they're looting buildings. It's all just the conformist doing whatever they want is totally sick. All right, Millie Weaver, thank you so much. Your videos are at Millennium Millie on YouTube and other places. Thank you so much. And please join us tomorrow for the weekday show. We'll try to cover all this. But I got to tell you, I'm completely blown away right now by how dangerous society is and how crazy it is and how our own government is caught flat-footed because it's not authoritarian dealing with this. So at the end of the day, whatever happens, it's your choice, America. It's your choice. I appreciate the crew. I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate the radio stations, the TV stations, the folks that pick up our broadcast, because I've been doing this 26 years. And I got to tell you, I'm just blown away right now because it's so real. It's so out of control. It's so corrupt. It's so anti-American. It's so stupid to serve this thing. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I want to thank the crew and the listeners and all the radio stations. And that's it for this transmission. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. David Knight before me, Owen Schroer after me at 3 p.m. Central. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.